We started yesterday Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. Let's try to finish it. Zman Tfilas HaMincha. So yesterday we spoke about the earliest Zman for Mincha. So we said that officially, according to many Rishonim, the Chatchila, just as the Korban Tamid Shalein Arbayim was sacrificed at 9.5 hours Mincha Ketana, the Chatchila, that's the best time for Mincha. Because B'Shas Chak, the Korban Tamid was shechted as early as 6.5 hours, so Mincha can begin as early as 6.5 hours. According to the Rambam, it's B'Dieved. According to the Mechaber, it seems also to be B'Dieved. The Mishnah brings down that Yesh Rishonim Shemekilim Lechatchila Mishesh Umechsa Ulamala. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a Rishon who is Makbid Davka that one should have it Mincha Gedolah. The minig, of course, is yes, to at least by Ashkenazim, to David Mincha Gedolah, even the Chatchila, and even those who hold it only B'diavad agree that the Chatchila one should David Mincha Gedolah if one is going out in the afternoon to do all sorts of other things that could lead him to forget to David Mincha. In terms of the half hour after Chatzos, so the Chatchila one does not daven Mincha then, but B'diavad, if one did, one would not be Chozer. We learn the same thing in Siman Pei Tes by Shachris. If one would daven Shachris, Shmona Esrei after Chatzos, then that first half an hour. So it's not clear if it's the Chatchila, it's not Shachris and not Mincha, but B'diavad, it's not clear if it's Zman Shachris or Zman Mincha. And then we spoke out, it was Rabbi Akiva Eiger making it tonight, that if one did not yet daven Shachris, he should daven Shmoneh Esrei with it tonight. If it's Zman Shachris, it's Shachris. If it's not Zman Shachris, it's Mincha. And then daven again. If the first one was Shachris, this is Mincha. If the first one was Mincha, this is Tashlumin for Shachris. Very nice. Okay. Now going on to the Sof Zman of Mincha. The Mishnah told us, Tfilas HaMincha Ad Ha'erer, Yidomer, Ad Plag HaMincha. So then the Gemara goes to being Raya's. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Do we paskin like the Chachamim? What's the Zman for Mincha? Is it Ad Erev? Well, Erev itself has to be defined, but for now we'll just call it Erev. Or is it until Plag HaMincha? Plag HaMincha is the midway point. Mincha Gedolah is 6.5 hours in the day. On a 66 day would be 12:30. Mincha Ketana is 9.5 hours in the day. On a 66 day would be 3:30 in the afternoon. Plag, when we talk about Plag Mincha, the Gemara Paskins for us, we're referring to Plag Mincha Ketana. Plag means half, so it's the halfway, the midway point between Mincha Ketana and the end of the day. So the midway point between 9.5 hours and 12 hours would be 10.75 hours. On a 6 to 6 day, that would be 4:45 p.m. So the Gemara goes back and forth, trying to bring rayas. If Mincha could be Mincha now, when Mincha ends, Maariv begins. So I try to bring rayas for Tanakama, for Yehuda. In the end, the Gemara does something that it does not usually do, and it says as follows: Hashta delo itmar hilchasa lo kamar velo kamar. Now that we have not conclusively proven, not like Tanakama, nor like Rabbi Yehuda, so what should we do? The Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. If you did like Rabbi Yehuda, you did like Rabbi Yehuda. If you did like Rabbanan, you did like the Rabbanan. Basically, you can take your pick. Again, something that the Gemara very, very rarely will do. Now the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rosh, Rabbeinu Yonah, and we'll soon see the Shulchan Aruch. You can take your pick. You can pick if you want to be on the Yehuda's team or the team of the Rabbanan. But v'hu sheyas al olam kechad minayu. You can't one day on Sunday I'm a Yehuda guy, on Monday I'm a Chachamim guy, Tuesday Rabbi Yehuda, Wednesday Chachamim. You pick a team and stick by that team through thick and thin. That's your team. The Beis Yosef does bring down from Rabbeinu Tam and the Rajba that there are Mekilin, that we're dealing with Tefillah, and Tefillah is the Rabbanan, and therefore there is room for Kula. We started. We're in the middle of Reish Tam Gimel. Okay, so now we're going to start the Shulchan Aruch. We gave a little background. Again, Reish Lamed Gimel Aleph, which we started yesterday. Mishes Palat Tfilah Samincha La'achar Sheishal Sumech Zomal Yotza. So the Mechaber, the Shitasa, like the Rambam, one Udavid's Mincha from 6.5 hours in the day, which is a half hour after Chatzos, his Yotza sounds like, again, B'di'evit. Okay, it's discussed at length yesterday, mentioned it before. The Iker's Mana, because the Iker's Mana of the Akrovas Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim is Mitesha Shasa Machzol Lamala. It's 9.5 hours, because that's when the Korban Tomid was generally sacrificed. Now, until when can we dive in? That's early. Yesterday we focused on the beginning Zman. What is the end Zman of Mincha? So,
by the way, what is that? That you don't see, like, on the Luach, that 9.5 hours Zman.
That's right.
Basically,
right. It's not there.
Mincha Gedola ends, Mincha Katana begins. Is that what it means?
I don't think it's on the calendar.
Is that what they're talking about?
They're talking about 9.5 hours. We call it Mincha Ketana. Is that when Mincha Gedola? Yeah, I guess that's when Mincha Gedola ends and Mincha Ketana begins. Right, that's a good point. That the fancy calendar with all this money, I didn't look at it. You looked at it, you checked, it's not there. Yeah, I don't think it's there. It doesn't sound familiar. You have Chatzos, you have Mincha Gedola, which is earliest man Mincha, then you have Plaga Mincha, okay, which we'll discuss, we can get to right now. So what's the end Zman for Mincha? So the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, the Gemara told us that you could pick your team. You could pick the Rabbanan team at Erev, or you could pick a Rida team at Plaga Mincha. The Ovid Kamar Ovid or the Ovid Kamar Ovid. Pick your team. So the Mechaber tells us, Ara Laila the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, you have until Laila. Rabbi Yehuda, you have until Plaga Mincha. What's Plaga Mincha? Plaga Mincha means Plaga Mincha Ketana. That's the midway point between Mincha Ketana and the end of the day. So between 9.5 and 12. So the midway point would be 10.75 hours, which comes out to be 4:45 on a 6-to-6 day. Shu ad sof yud alef shalos chasuri 11 minus a quarter, which means 10.75. Skip to Ramah right now. The Asikna, the Gemara concludes the Avi Kamar Avid, the Avi Kamar Avid. Take your pick. However, Paskins the Mechaber, like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, Vusha Yatzel Lolon Kechad Minayu. You pick your team and you stick to that team consistently, not switch off days, Sunday this, Monday that, Tuesday that, Wednesday this.
Early Shabbos.
We'll get to early Shabbos in a minute. Shim Osik, your Rabbanan is Baal Mincha Ad Alayla. If you do like the Rabbanan and you daven Mincha until Laila, so Shuvin Yocha is Baal Arvis, Mincha Mincha Lamala. So then you've declared that for you, day extends until what we call night. And therefore that's Mincha Tan, not Marev. And therefore Marev cannot, where Mincha ends, Marev begins. So Rabbi Yehuda says Mincha ends by Plaga Mincha. And it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, Marev begins at Plaga Mincha. An hour and a quarter before, let's say, sunset. So you can no longer daven Marev at that time, because you're a Rabbana man. If you're a Rabbi Yehuda man, who misspell Arvis without Plaga Mincha Lamala, you daven early Marev. After Plag, Tzarich Lizer, you have to be careful, Shalom Yisbal Mincha Bosa Shah, not to daven Mincha at that time zone. You can take your pick, but you have to be consistent through the week. Throughout the week, put Shabbos on hold for now. And now that the minig is to daven mincha before dark. Right now, Lamaisa in yeshivas and kollelim, they usually daven mincha gedola. But in shuls, they usually daven before shkia. So since the minig is not mincha at a laila, so ein l'spalat tefilas arvis kodem shkia tzachama. Do not daven early marav, because for you're a day man, you're a rebuta man, you're a chachamim man. And the Chacham man has the Marv after dark. Now, in B'di'evit, as well as his eyes, Vagim and Cholmalo, Yotze. B'di'evit, if you dive in Marv during this Zman of Rebuda, you are Yotze. U'b'sha'as Atchak, Yochol Espal, Tuyas Arvis, M'plaga, Min Cholmalo. And when you're a Sha'as Atchak, you're in a pickle, you can dive in Marv, M'plaga, Min Cholmalo. Hagot, not Uludidon. B'medinos, Elu, Shinogin, Espal Arvis, M'plaga, Mincha. where the Mechaber came from, they davened Mincha right before Shkia. Where the Ramah was in Krakow, they davened Mariv after Plag. So therefore, he says, "Ein lo lispal Mincha achagat." Don't daven Mincha after that point. Krakow, Poland, Ashkenazi Jew. Now this is other chachila dikedin. If a person would mix and match, and one day do like we do, like Rabbanan, that would be okay. Now we're going to see what about within one day, also mixing and matching, which is even more problematic. Here we're talking about today and maybe tomorrow and Rabbanan. What if within one day you mix and match? After Plag, you daven Mincha and Maariv. Both after Plag before Shkia. Okay, we're going to get there. Stay tuned. Okay, now how do all these times there? So we skipped the Ramah. Let's go back to the Ramah. Haggah. First Ramah. U'misharina shos il lefi inyan hayom. We cheshben out these hours of 11, 10 and 3 quarters, 9 and a half, 6 and a half. All these hours are cheshben out according to the day. We have something called Shos Manios. Shos Manios means you take the day hours, however you define day, we'll see in a minute, and you divide it by 12 hours, and then if it's a 66 day, great, 12 hours, 60 minute hours. If it's a summer, it's going to be 70 minute hours or 65 minute hours. If it's going to be the winter, it's going to be 50 minute hours, 55 minute hours. It changes every single day. So that's what's called Shos Zmanios. Now I'm trying to think, Naftali, what do you think? Is there a concept yesterday? I don't want to get bogged down on this. Just to think about it, we'll discuss it later. We discussed, you need to wait a half hour after Chatzos to daven Mincha, so you shouldn't be confused. So the whole discussion, is that a half hour, a Shalazmani half hour, or a 30-minute half hour? Is there a 30-minute half hour concept in Halacha? I assume there is, because the whole discussion, Halacha, where do we have such a thing? I don't know. Okay, now we have to do this. Okay. So, how do we divide up the day? We want if we divide the day by 12, we figure out how long is the hour, when does the day start, and when does the day end? This is a very, very, very famous machlokas haposkim. Okay, right, we have two, it's most famous for its sosman kriyashma. There's two sosman kriyashmas. There's the Magen Avraham sosman kriyashma, and there's the Groz sosman kriyashma. And the Groz is much later than the Magen Avraham. Why? The Magen Avraham's day starts at Alos HaShachar and ends at Tzeis HaKochavim. Dawn to night mamish. Okay, now, when is dawn? Let's say it's 72 minutes before sunrise. So he's starting his day 72 minutes earlier, and therefore, Sosman Kriyashma is that much earlier. Now, the end point, let's say Tzeis HaKochavim, that's a separate discussion which we'll get to in probably next week. What's Tzeis HaKochavim? Does it have to be balanced? The 72 minutes you're adding in the beginning of the day, you're adding 72 minutes at the end of the day? Perhaps that should just remain on time. We'll get to it. Fine. So, my ever holds from Alos to Tzeis. The dust here is doing me in. And the Gra holds that the day is from Neit to Shkia, sunrise to sunset. Much shorter day, and start much later, and therefore his Sosman Kriyashma is that much later. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Mishav Yosef Katan Dal. Misharin Shos Elu. Hainu. Kol Cheshmen Shos Anal. Bein Lemin Chagidah. Bein Lemin Chagidah. Plag Amin Chol Chashmin Shos Ayom. Mechakin An Ayom. Ben Aruch Ben Katzah. You take the day, whether it's long or short, and divide it to 12 portions. And every chelek is called an hour. Vapi Shot Elu Kavin Zman Min Chol Kol Nizkadah. Ushir Yubei Shos Ayom. Dimashin Vah Yesh Machogas Ben Apozkin. Yesh Mechogas Ben Apozkin. Yesh Omer Dechashvinan Me'omer HaShachar Ad Tzeis HaKochavim. That's the Magen Avraham. Skip down a few lines. Yesh Omer Minei tachama ad shki asa. Okay, then the Mechaber said, okay, like the Gemara says, pick your team, Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbanan. Are you a Rabbi Yehuda man or a Rabbanan man? But then the Shulchan Aruch says, but you should be consistent. Every day you do the same thing. Now, you don't have to do the, whatever. You can't pick and choose between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Mishwe Sikon Dabab. Perish. Shalom, you know, pam kach, pam kach. Don't do one day like this, one day like that. You should never tie to the sasha because it's a contradiction. If Rabbi Yehuda is against Rabban, Rabban is against Rabbi Yehuda. You can't pick and choose. You got to pick a team. Afilu lemachar, even if it's from one day to the next, we call shigen kavachomer. Shelo yisbala biyom echad. In one day, you should not do a tie to the sasha. Mincha after plag like the Rabban, and marry before seisa kochavim like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Jeshu here brings down footnote 17. The Shabbos may be an exception. He quotes from Reish, Samech, Zayin, Sivkat, and Gimel. We'll get there, Bezrat Hashem, in a few months. That even if you are a Rebbe Yehuda man, you can daven Marev early, like Rebbe Yehuda, to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Since it's a mitzvah called Tosefes Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos. Siman Reish Samazayin Hilcha Shabbos. However, one should daven mincha before plag. Now, many are not careful to do that. Over here, the Sfarim are not careful to do that. I once discussed it with Rav Nemezal many, many years ago. He told me the minig in Europe was to, in America, they're not, most people not makbid. The daven is always the Shabbos, early Shabbos is at 7 o'clock. And Shki is usually, you know, 6:58. Right. So I asked him, that was like, he told me the minig in Europe was to daven tarti desase, even within one day, even on Erev Shabbos. Now, I don't know why you need to do that. Like, what's, just start your mincha a few minutes earlier. Because it changes every day, it's a pain in the neck. Okay, whatever. Anyway, Nevzal said that was the minig in Europe. He did not seem to have a problem with it. Other people do have a problem with it.
In Europe, is it the same time, regardless of when plag was?
So it seems. He said the daven tarti desase. Now I vaguely remember. I didn't see it now. That the Aruch HaShulchan is a beautiful raya. That even if you're a Rebbe Yehuda man, you could daven early Marav Friday night because the tefillos are connected to korbanos. Even if you're a Chachamim man, on Friday night is different. Why? The tefillos are connected to korbanos. Shachar's mincha, shachar, tamid shabein arbaim. Why do we daven Marav? Marav was because these means sometimes leftover limbs and fats that they would burn all night, and for that they did a Marav. That's why Marav started out optional, because that was actually optional. There's no mitzvah to have leftovers. If you have leftovers, you burn it. Yeah, but the Friday afternoon, Korban Tomei Shel Bein Arba'im, when they had leftovers, when did they burn the leftovers? Not Friday night, not on Shabbos. They burnt it early. So I didn't see it this time. So that's, I think I saw from the Aruch HaShulchan, I have to double check, but that's a shtickle smach, that even if you're a man, even if you're makbid to daven marav after dark, which most people nowadays are, but Erev Shabbos is different because they never burnt the fats after dark on Friday night. Good. There's a lot of Ishabur over here. What? Friday night? Yeah, but this is not a carbon. This is if something is bobayo, tamid, mosuf, not the leftover fats, which is something optional. Okay, I looked over here. It was not in the Aruch HaShulchan over here. Maybe it's in Hilcha Shabbos Aruch HaShulchan over there in Siman Reish, Tam Zayin, like that. We have to introduce a moment. Okay, right. Mishmeres Sivkot and Tes. Kodem Shkiat HaChama. You shouldn't daven Marav before Shkia if you're a Rabbi Yehuda man and you're davening Mincha before Shkia. Oh, so what does it mean Shkia? So this is complicated and I don't want to get into it now. We'll get to the Reish Samech Aleph. According to Rabbi and Thomas, two Shkias is the beginning. Shkia, what we call Shkia, sunset when the sun goes down. Boom. And we call that Benishmasha, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. That is already Shabbos. But there is a Shittas Rebbeinu Tam, a very popular and famous Shittas Rebbeinu Tam, that's the beginning of the Shkia and has no halachic significance. and then you go on to the end of Shkia. So sometimes Shkia, and the Mechaber basically passes, you can read a time. So Shkia could mean Tzeitzah Kochav. So he's saying, hey, Kodim Shkia Tzachama, Sof Shkia. Shulu Da'at the Mechaber and Reis the Mechalef. We'll see, Zman Mu'a Kodim Tzeitzah Kochav.
Like
52
minutes after
the party. Okay, he's talking about, he means Tzeitzah Kochav. Okay. I know, but he means Tzeitzah Kochav. That's the Mishnah Berurah answer. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Tzeitzah Kochav Yud. Ulamala Yatza. Now, before Plag HaMincha, Afilu B'Diavid Lo Yatza. There's no, you can't daven ma'ar before Plag, according to anybody. Daven ma'ar before Plag is nothing. You can't, like, this gets confusing. Let's say early Shabbos, you go eat somewhere. You can't light Shabbos candles before Plag. For Plag is nothing. If a woman lights Shabbos candles for Plag, the bracha is a bracha batala. Blow them out and wait till after Plag, light them again with a bracha. It's zero. For Plag is nothing. So that's Mishmur Sivkot on Yod. The what? And he said what? Okay. We don't do it, so we don't do miyashiv it. Okay, Mishmur Sivkot on Yod Aleph, Bishas Adchak. Mishmur Sivkot on Yod Aleph. Vertel Amen. Da'af, in Darkot, Tomis Baal, Mincha, Achar, Plag. Even though you should have Mincha after Plag, Mikom, Okom. Yachol is balat to his arves gam came bisman as if it's a shas of chag. We come out come ain lock of his arakim al kapanim but also a yom is balat mincha before a plug. Here's the mechaber says within every you should pick a team and stick with it day in day out. Bishas of chag you can change teams. We're saying bishas like changing teams, but that's only from day to day, but not within one day. That after plug you daven mincha marv, that's more problematic. Again, there are mekilim and there are those who do it certainly on Friday night. But also yom gufas bal mincha a plag shuv also those bal arvus kodem alayla. Davi tarti the say but also yom gufa. If you davi mincha after plag, you cannot have a marav until after dark. Otherwise, it's a tarti the sasre. You are contradicting yourself within the single day. Now that's if you daven biyachidus. About tzibur she's balu mincha. Let's say the tzibur daven mincha at that time, and if you're going to send them home, they're not going to come back to wait till after dark to daven marav. Ukushiyachu lebeisim yet tarach is going to be difficult to kav some sheni. So tefilas erev to get them back from marav. Viizbatel tefilas tzibur legamre. They're going to lose the minyan. Hey keilu achronim shemutus bal arvus samach lemincha. So then the achronim are making on such a case, and that's. Again, that's what people rely on is Venenu. For those who are makeup. Might be. Mishmur Sivkot Yigim, Obishasat Chak, Ratzalon. Came you Shasat Chak. Now there's something that's Bidiyevit. You weren't supposed to do it, but you did it. Bidiyevit, it's good enough. Then this is called Shasat Chak. Shasat Chak means right now I'm in a difficult situation. I can't dive in at the right time. What should I do? Rabbi, what do I do? So lechatchila, if you are in a pickle, this is what you do. So it's a shas of chag, what you should do lechatchila. So he says, dekei mishu shas mishmesiv katan yegimo. Dekei mishu shas of chag, mutulo lechatchila. Lespala mincha, beshah shenag adayom, lespala marv. Because you're in a shas of chag. So the lichatchila shasat chak is from day to day, not within one day, but again within one day. Minyan hard to get. So I saw this week. I try to walk every day down Derech Hebron, catch a bus, get some exercise. That's why I'm so skinny. And there's an old age home over there, and I saw people coming out, and I said, "Is there a minyan here?" And it's 6:30 bus, so it's around 6:30. And he said, "Yeah, we finish Marav. We daven Mincha at 6:05, and we daven Marav right afterwards, and we finish." So that is, I don't know if it's before or after Plag, but he's dealing with old people, and they, you know, it's difficult to get them there, and they probably go to bed early. Oh, the Kabbalah Shabbos of Plag. Okay. I remember the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills used to have also a very early minyan all week long, and those of us who took night classes and had a very hard time getting them out of. Some of us go to the Marav Minyan before Shkia. Mishmur Sivkot on Yud Dalet. Okay, so again, he's throwing out words that, according to the Mishabura, are not miduyak. You know, shkia, tseis, and so he says you can't daven mincha until tseis hakochavim. Lav dafka, mishpura sivkati yedalin. He doesn't mean daven mincha mamesh until tseis hakochavim, because the erech ravish hakom tseis hakochavim. Because before tseis hakochavim, there's something called benesh marshals. The benesh marshals is not mincha time. That's the road to Lomar. It doesn't mean Mamish says a Chachav. It means close to says a Chachav. Okay, Vada. The Av Shemachav Rabba Mashma Dili Dida. Do not get this problem. Maravacha says a Chachav. It means about Mincha. It sounds like you dive in Mincha after Shkia until close to says a Chachav. However, it says the Mishabur Yesh Poskim Rabim Shechokim Azeh. Many Poskim disagree. Vedaitam Shetfilas A Mincha Rak Kodim Shkia Tzachama. Mincha is only before what we call Shkia. Sunset. V'lachen lechatchila tzarech kolod m'nizol esbala kolim shkia tzachama dafka. That's what we should daven. V'haynu, sheyigmor tfilaso. Ba'ochon skasa shemesh me'ineinu. You should finish mincha before sunset. Now, the Mishabur is very stark. Not only that, muto v'espala b'zmana b'yechidus. V'espala achka b'zir. Better to daven mincha before shkia b'yechidus? Without a minion, that's a daven after shkia with a minion. B'diavad, he says, yuchalis machadasa mekilin. There are mekilin to daven after shkia. Now it sounds like the machabe and the ramah both mekil. So, ad reva shakom says a kachavim. But once imam she starts out, so then it's ready night, and then it's too late. In the last two lines, he says, achkote b'diavad u'shas l'chad gadol. And then Chazal, the Gemara gives a curse on one who davens mincha at the last second because you sneeze and you miss it, and there's a curse from Chazal. So it's not kedai to get involved with that. The issue brings in a machlokas Chazon Ish and Rav Yashiv. If a person only has a couple minutes to shkia, can they start before shkia if they know they're going to finish after shkia? He says that the Chazon Ish did not like that. Rabbi Yosef says, okay. There's Archa Shulchan, there's a famous Tosis in Avodah Zarah with Bilam being able to curse Klal Yisrael in one split second. You know the famous Tosis? How could Bilam in one split second curse Klal Yisrael? It's not enough time to say anything. So one of the answers is, as long as he started, then the Zman would be Mashiach. So from there, they're Medayik. Oh, for them with the Zmanim of Tefillah. Now they do say, if one is davening after Shkia, then maybe one should make it tonight. That if it's still Mincha time, this is Mincha, the next one's going to be Marav. And if I really miss Mincha, this is Marav, and the next one is Tashlumin. Where is that? Where did I see that? I don't know. There's another Inyan, and that is that the Dam for the Korbanos, the Zrikas Adam, is possible by Shkia. The Pashtus is the first Shkia, what we call Shkia, and therefore, since Mincha corresponds to the Talmud Shabbat, you should daven Mincha before Shkia. That's on the bottom of Mishra, the Sharatian Ois Yud. Then he says, but maybe you could say it means the second Shkia, Yesh Lidchos, the Efshir, the Svil, the Tamil Rinyona, Midrabanan, the Mitamid in Adam Nisad, Sov Shkia. But Pashas he holds not like that. And the Mishabur is very stuck. He doesn't like Davin in Mincha to Shkia. B'Shas Tzachak, B'Diyavad, he has some room to be Mako. The Chazanish does not. Also, the Mishabura follows the Mahalach generally of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Chazanish follows the Mahalach of the Gaonim, which was the Minigan Eretz Yisrael, the Gra, the whole 72 minute, how, you know, when is it say? Is it 72 minutes? Is it 13 and a half minutes? They're calling you. Oh, the tonight is in the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha brings down this tonight. Let me just say. Okay.